Part 2, Chapter 1, Lecture 2, Exercise.
Conversation 1.
Hello here. You're late. Let's try finding a place in the dining room.
Sorry, but, well, a few of us were selected to stay after Professor Keane's lecture to take a self-assessment quiz. His talk this morning was about pessimism and optimism, and he asked us to complete the survey.
Well, what did you learn? Is there really such a thing as bad or good luck?
Yes, in a sense. For example, pessimists tend to unconsciously set life goals for themselves, which will be extremely difficult to achieve. So, in a way, they invite failure. An optimist is usually more realistic about this.
Did Professor Keane mention why a pessimist might have such a dismal outlook on the world?
There are a couple of reasons. First, environment has a lot to do with it. Experiencing repeated failure in the formative years will likely produce a pessimist. But what interested me most was the relationship a pessimist has with his or her conscience.
You mean that little voice inside that tells me what's what?
Yep. Optimists look at conscience as a source of strength and guidance, and act on its promptings. Pessimists, on the other hand, usually reject the demands of conscience and see it as an alien, even an evil threat.
Interesting. So how did you do in the self-assessment survey?
Oh, those things never turn out right for me anyway. You just can't trust them. It looks like rain, doesn't it?
Maybe you are right. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. Why does the woman arrive late? Question 2. What's the relationship between environment and a person's outlook? Question 3. Which of the following is true about pessimists and optimists? Conversation 2. Last time we talked about the history of paper, but do you know what paper is used for?
Oh, that's an easy question. Paper is used for newspapers, books, writing paper, envelopes, wrapping paper, paper bags.
Yes, actually only half of the paper that is made is used for such purposes.
Are there any other uses of paper?
There are many other uses. Paper is very good for keeping you warm. Houses are often prevented against cold by paper. You have perhaps seen homeless people asleep on large number of newspapers.
Yes, I have. So, they're preventing themselves against cold.
You are right. In Finland, it is very cold in winter. It is sometimes 40 degrees centigrade below zero. The farmers wear paper boots in the snow. Nothing could be warmer.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Now, more and more things are made of paper. We have had paper plates, cups, and dishes for a long time. But now we hear that chairs, tables, and even beds can be made of paper.
Fascinating.
People have made paper boats, but they have not yet made paper planes or cars. Just wait, they probably will.
Well, you have become an expert on paper. How do you know all that?
You know, I'm preparing for a presentation, so I've looked up a lot of material.
Well, I'm sure your presentation will go really well.
Thank you.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 4. What function does paper perform in house building? Question 5. Why do farmers in Finland wear paper boots in snow? Question 6. Which of the following is true of paper planes and cars, according to the man? Question 7. Why does the man know so much about paper? Thank you.